So down here to the left, that is the descending passage
that leads down into the subterranean chamber. So this descending shaft is an original part of the structure. It goes to the outside on the northern face and then down into the subterranean chamber. So these pieces here are actually part of the pieces that are red granite. These are plug blocks. They call them plug blocks. But these are huge pieces of red granite that are lodged into the bottom of the ascending passageway that goes up to the Grand Gallery.
As we meet traffic.
Oh, it's been a while since I've done this.
All right, so this path in through here leads into the Queen's Chamber.
There we go.
Queen's Chamber back that way.
All right, so you see here?
Yeah.
You're doing good.
That runs all the complete length of the Grand Gallery. And look at here, you can see these chisel marks where something has clearly been removed from this housing.
And right, this, right, right.
And you'll also see as we go up the Grand Gallery on each side, there are also housings, and this is on both sides of the Grand Gallery. This housing here on the third tier. And they pop something out of here. You see again the chisel marks.
Yep.
Where whatever was housed in this thing originally was popped out of that housing.
And only there.
Yeah.
But it's on the same side. Yeah. So whatever it is that it's a bilateral housing that, in my opinion, is connected to these little niches that you'll see on both sides of the Grand Gallery as we go up. A mixing apparatus that was housed in all of these niches that is connected into this bilateral housing that ran the length of the Grand Gallery. So you're familiar with the schist?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So a similar type of mechanism to that, but something on a much bigger industrial scale. Absolutely mortar in between these joints. You can see a fine line of mortar that runs through all of the joints. It's almost imperceptible because it is so immaculately executed, but all of these stones are actually mortared together. That's another myth about the pyramids that is unfortunately not true. Thank you. it through the antechamber, another chamber that is completely made from red granite. And where you are standing, you can see the housings on each side, where there were originally three huge slabs of red granite that were blocking this passageway.
Yeah, you can see the channels.
Yeah, yep. The channels. You'll also notice these grooves on this side facing toward the king's chamber, which is a critical component of the operation of this structure.
What do you think about the acoustics? Because I know it's not necessarily like the chemical role, but there's certainly acoustic evidence for tuning this place.
Well, no, it 100% has to do with chemicals. It's something called sonochemistry, sound chemistry, and acoustic catalysts, where ultrasound can be utilized to catalyze chemical reactions. So by inducing electric fields in a material that has quartz crystal, you are going to produce ultrasound vibrations within this, I call this system an acoustic catalyst antechamber. And that is why the antechamber has some of the most profound acoustic properties in all of the Great Pyramid. The resonance begins in the king's chamber, but it is amplified within this system. If you actually come over here and stick your head up in through here, this area is the area that has the most profound, you can hear it, showing up through this way. It's directly in this area, which is a specific part of the engineering of the structure. Weird shit that nobody ever shows on the Giza Plateau. We'll start here.